News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Pakistan-based terrorist Maulana Masood Azhar, chief of the Jaish-e-Mohammed, has been named as the mastermind of the Pulwama terror attack of February 2019, along with two of his brothers, Rauf Asgar and Maulana Muhammad Amar, in the charge sheet filed by the National Investigation Agency. The 13,000-page charge sheet, filed at a special court in Jammu on Tuesday, said the key conspirator of the attack was Muhammad Umar Farooq, who was a nephew of Masood Azhar and son of IC-814 hijacker Ibrahim Azhar. As many as 19 terrorists, including the Pakistan-based handlers, have been named as accused. The NIA has submitted to the court that it has enough evidence to show that Farooq was in touch with the leadership of Jaish in Pakistan before, during and after the terror strike on the CRPF convoy, in which 40 soldiers were killed. The NIA has relied on scientific and digital evidence to prepare its case, as the investigation lasted more than 18 months. Officials aware of the development said call recordings, WhatsApp chats, pictures and videos have been recovered from the phones of the accused. The charge sheet says that 200 kg of explosives was used to trigger the blast, of which 35 kg was RDX that was brought from Pakistan, and the rest was locally procured ammonium nitrate and nitroglycerine. Farooq, the charge sheet says, had entered India in April 2018 and was the main assembler of the IED used in the attack. He was killed in an encounter on March 29, 2020, along with IED expert Kamran. Another key conspirator named in the charge sheet, Ismail Saifullah, who had crossed the border from Pakistan a few days after Farooq. He is still absconding. Also absconding is Samir Dar, who was part of the core group that planned the terror attack. Dar was with Farooq and Kamran when they were killed in the encounter, but had managed to escape. The investigation agency said that the terrorists were ready to first strike on the CRPF convoy on February 6, 2019, but snowfall had led to closure of the highway and delayed their plan. On the fateful day of February 14, one Shakir Bashir, who had a shop near the blast site, observed that road opening parties were being set up on the highway and alerted Farooq, setting in motion the attack. The bomb was also prepared at Bashir's house, the NIA said. Adil Ahmed Dar, the local fidayeen who drove the bomb-laden vehicle into the CRPF bus, actually observed which bus had the maximum jawans and specifically chose that bus to ram his vehicle in to cause maximum casualties, said the charge sheet. The NIA said it has also found evidence to show that after Pulwama, another big attack was planned, but the idea was dropped after the Balakot airstrikes. Aam Aadmi Party MLA Raghav Chadha on Tuesday said the Peace and Harmony Committee of the Delhi Assembly will summon officials of Facebook after hearing depositions by three witnesses, saying an impartial investigation should be held into the role of the social media in the Delhi riots of February. The committee on Tuesday started proceedings on complaints about Facebook's alleged deliberate and intentional inaction to contain hateful content in India. The development comes in the backdrop of a report published in the Wall Street Journal, citing interviews with unnamed Facebook insiders to claim that one of its senior India policy executives named Ankit Das intervened in internal communication to stop a permanent ban on a BJP MLA from Telangana after he allegedly made communally charged posts. It appears due to circumstantial evidence that Facebook is not a content-neutral platform. There is basis to the allegation that there is an unholy nexus between BJP and Facebook, a statement released by Chadha said. Facebook has community standards on hateful content. However, it was brought to light how these were selectively implemented. Facebook influences the conduct of free and fair elections. It has the power to do so, and circumstantial evidence says that it did, he added. There should be an impartial investigation into the role of Facebook in the Delhi riots. Circumstantial evidence points out that Facebook did not act promptly to remove hateful content. Chadha said officials of Facebook will be sent notices to appear in front of the committee and present their side. Senior most officials of Facebook India, including Ankhi Das, will be sent notices to appear in front of it to clarify on all issues raised, he added. After careful deliberation on allegations leveled in the complaints received, the panel, chaired by Chadha, has sent summons to expert witnesses, specifically Paranjay Guha Thakurta and Nikhil Pahwa, along with others, it had said on Monday. A fire broke out on Tuesday evening in the protocol department in the north block of the Kerala Secretariat, which houses important offices in the state capital Thiruvananthapuram, but was brought under control, said fire and rescue department sources. The sources said the fire broke out at section 2 of the protocol section under the General Administration Department around 4:45 p.m. and was brought under control soon after. According to primary reports, a few files, documents and computers are reported to have been burned in the blaze. The incident happened a day after the Assistant Protocol Officer M.S. Harikrishnan was summoned by the National Investigation Agency in connection with the gold smuggling case at the Thiruvananthapuram International Airport. Soon after, the opposition said the fire was a conspiracy to destroy evidence in the case. Leader of opposition in the Kerala Assembly, Ramesh Chennithala, demanded a comprehensive probe, while state BJP President K. Surendran said it was a sabotage to do away with evidence. Very important files regarding the gold smuggling case have been completely destroyed. No backup file is available. This is a suspicious case. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan is responsible for this, Chennithala said, adding he will meet the governor over the matter. The agencies should investigate this because there are several files in the protocol section in connection with the gold smuggling case. It is an attempt to save the state protocol officer Shine Huck, the BJP leader said. BJP and Congress leaders held a protest outside the Kerala Secretariat, alleging the fire was a conspiracy to destroy evidence in connection with the smuggling case. Surendran, who reached the spot with other party leaders, was taken into police custody and later released. Media persons who reached the spot were evicted immediately, while some alleged they were manhandled by security officers. The Kremlin brushed off allegations on Tuesday that Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was the victim of an intentional poisoning orchestrated by authorities and said there were no grounds for a criminal investigation so far, since it hasn't been fully established what caused the politician to fall into a coma. The Russian government's insistence that Navalny wasn't necessarily the victim of a deliberate poisoning, comments amplified by Russian doctors and pro-Kremlin media, came a day after doctors at a German hospital where the 44-year-old is being treated said tests indicated he was poisoned. Moscow's dismissals elicited outrage from Navalny's allies, who claim the Kremlin was behind the illness of its most prominent critic. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the accusations against the government absolutely cannot be true and are rather an empty noise. We do not intend to take it seriously, Peskov said. Peskov said he saw no grounds for launching a criminal investigation at this stage, saying that Navalny's condition could have been triggered by a variety of causes, and determining what it was should come first. If a substance that caused the condition is found, and if it is determined that it is poisoning, then there will be a reason for an investigation, Peskov said. Navalny, a politician and corruption investigator who is one of Putin's fiercest critics, fell ill on a flight back to Moscow from Siberia on Thursday and was taken to a hospital in the Siberian city of Omsk after the plane made an emergency landing. Over the weekend, he was transferred to a hospital in Berlin, where doctors on Monday said they have found indications of cholinesterase inhibitors in his system. These act by blocking the breakdown of a key chemical in the body, acetylcholine, that transmits signals between nerve cells. Navalny is being treated with the antidote atropine. Navalny's wife, Yulia Navalnaya, has been visiting her husband daily and made no comment to reporters as she arrived on Tuesday. Chancellor Angela Merkel personally offered Germany's help in treating Navalny and has called for a full Russian investigation, a sentiment echoed on Tuesday by officials from the United States, France and Norway. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.